I would like to call to order the Historic Preservation Committee meeting Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. First, roll call, Bobby Fredericks.
Here.
Howard Rupp.
Here.
Cecile Fowler. Here. Dina Mooney. Sandy Juno.
They're both excused.
Excused. And Jim Geinrich.
Here.
Thank you. Next, we will have an adoption of the agenda. Any modification or any motion to adopt as presented?
Motion to adopt.
Second.
We have a motion to adopt and a second. Motion carried. Our first item is the election of chair. Do we have any nominations from the floor for the election of a chair? I would move to elect Howard Rupp as chair of the Historic Preservation Committee.
Why did I know?
I would second that nomination.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Our chair for the Historic Preservation Committee meeting will be Howard Rupp. Next will be the election of a vice chair. Any nominations from the floor?
Do we have any current interest, Bobby, to be vice?
I've already done it, but...
So moved.
I don't mind.
Okay, that'd be great.
Because
you have done it.
Filling in, right? And yeah. When you're not available. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm usually here.
Yeah.
I would make that motion to nominate Bobby Frederick as the vice chair.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Our vice chair will be Bobby Fredericks. Could we have a motion after you have an opportunity to review the minutes from the April 23rd, 2018 meeting?
April 25th.
Oh, thank you. April 25th, 2018 meeting.
That's why he's the chair.
Picky. I'll move to approve the minutes for April 25th.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any objection?
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Any announcements?
I have one on the pump house, but I will cover that under item number 10.
Any public appearances?
We have somebody in the audience.
Yeah. Now's your chance. Public appearance. No, we're kidding.
It's like a wedding. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Okay. Action regarding requirements for certified local government grant, Robinson Hills Historic District.
So the only update I have on here is we have submitted what we are required to the state. We're waiting to hear back from them for final approval and go ahead of sending out the RFP to the different groups. We were given a list of, I think, five different consulting firms in the state to send the RFP out to. And typically with the district, it's a lot more labor intensive, so the pool that you have to choose from is a lot smaller, because a lot of the firms in the state are one or two employees, and with the districts it takes a lot more than that. So I guess what I was going to ask of the committee is if we could have the chair and then possibly Trustee Geinrich as the board representative review the RFPs with me, and then we could make a recommendation once we receive them to the committee and then send that to the village board.
Sure, yeah.
Trevor, who have we had on the last ones? The same group, right?
Right.
Who is that group?
Legacy Architecture.
Out of Sheboygan?
Correct.
Right, okay.
And they're large enough, they should, I don't know if they're on the list or not, but they
They are.
They're large enough to, they've done, they did Miramar. Provide some consistency, I would think.
Right. They're actually the ones that did the intensive survey in 2013, so pretty familiar with Village, I think.
So do we need a motion to that?
Kevin, that's action, so I think we do.
Whatever, we need to, do we need an action on this?
It's not necessary, but if you'd like to. The only other thing I wanted to bring up is with us getting later in the summer, typically I would have heard back and sent out the RFPs by now. There might be the chance where we'll receive RFPs after our June meeting, but need to know prior to our July meeting. Would it be okay if that happened? We'll try and not make that happen, but if that did happen, would it be okay if we just go right to the Village Board Committee, be comfortable with that, knowing that Trustee Genrich and Howard are reviewing it?
So the action would be then to say, to confirm that we want to move forward. So
sure, we can make that motion that we recommend finalizing requirements for a certified local government grant for the Robinson Hill Historic District, make that recommendation to the Village Board, with myself and Howard being the representatives.
I second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion granted. Action granted.
All right.
Okay. Action regarding the Miramar Drive Residential Historic District Celebration event.
I think we talked about this last time of pairing the celebration event or the revealing of those brown street signs with the neighborhood block party in June, and Trustee Genrich provided me with the contact and date, but I think with the short notice, I would almost prefer us to move it back to the fall and then be able to just make it more of an event and be able to publicize it a little better. So if that's okay with the committee.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. The Ducharme area, I don't think our group really has a name, but it's the party's always held on Ducharme, and that block party is Sunday, June 10th, so it's only, what, 2 weeks out or something,
Yeah,
it's pretty short notice. Yeah, maybe we could contact all the property owners that are affected. Judy Pohl, who's usually at our Village Board meetings, and Troy Streckenbach, the county exec, live on that street, as well as obviously a number of other people. And I know there's a couple of new people that have moved in recently. If we could maybe poll the neighbors and see what kind of a little soiree they'd like to have, maybe not much, but, maybe they would,
Might be nice to have their input, give them a chance to. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And they've been to a lot of meetings over the past couple of years to get this far and to be granted.
To recognize that, I think, would be. Would be good.
Could you poll them at your June 10th event?
I can certainly kind of raise the issue there.
Yeah.
I never know who's, I never know who's who, but we can certainly find out, get some input, and say, hey, if you want to do kind of a Sunday afternoon, although that'd be football season, so that could be sacrilegious, so maybe a different time, I know, I think it's Vicky Fabry lives right there, and her son, who's on, I think he's on, Andrew is on the
Economic Development.
And they operate Badger State Brewing. Maybe we could put together a real historic hoedown, sponsored. It might be kind of fun, fun in Oktoberfest, almost kind of thing, and get some excitement going, and then maybe, invite some of the other neighborhood representatives or early share the information to say, kind of a thing you might do if we do Robinson Hill or whatever, So, and of course, that's right in the Lorelei backyard, so
By golly.
Yeah. We need to do some legwork tonight over there.
They always have Oktoberfest in the fall, too.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big event.
Mm-hmm. Karen gets to drive through the Robinson Hill District often whenever we go to Lorelei, because I go down all the streets now that it's been on our agenda for
for a while.
Seems like years. So, Trevor, the two signs, would they be already in place when we have what's the protocol? Would we present the sign to them personally, or would it be installed already?
I could coordinate it where it'd be installed maybe on a Friday before the event, and then if it was on a Sunday, we just throw a sheet over and have a ceremonial kind of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it'd be at either end of Miramar, is that correct?
Correct. And actually one on Ducharme as well.
And one on, oh good, yeah. So there'd be three.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. And there's a nice empty lot on the corner of Ducharme and Miramar. The Schumachers, I think, recently sold their home there, but they split off that one lot. Maybe we could get permission to have a little setup right there, because it's right in the middle of the whole district, and it's an empty space. That's all grass is all cut and all that. So
that's where we put the kegs of beer.
That's right. Kitty corner from the owner of Badger State.
Okay,
that's all
then. Plans are falling into place.
That's coming right along.
I think you two are event planners.
You get the Badger band there. Yeah.
But, well, we can plan these kind of events.
That's what we're good at, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10, discussion regarding projects and properties update.
So I think Howard and Trustee Gingrich are aware, but our building inspector, after the last snow event, we had to put a condemnation sticker on the pump house at Green Avenue. I think I announced last time that we did have a sale on that property, and then it fell through. But since then, with that large snow event we had, that portion over the garage that was already coming in sank another about a foot and a half.
Wow.
So doesn't mean we can't still try and sell it. It just means that we have to get the building inspector's permission, which luckily I share an office with him, so
he's got connection.
We just have to have his permission to go through it, and we've actually showed it to a few parties since then, and we just don't let him go in that section of the building. So we're still trying to sell it. I think at a future board meeting, at the June 5th meeting, or some future meeting, our building inspector will be bringing it back to the board that eventually we'll have to make a decision to repair the roof or do we go forward with raising the building. So we'll definitely keep the committee updated as we go through that and let you know. But
Trevor, how much land is there?
But it's a half acre.
Okay.
So it's actually a decent-sized city lot.
Okay.
I was going to just quick talking to someone last night, and it just kind of jogged my memory about the Schauer and Schumacher buildings on Walnut and Adams downtown. And as you know, that this is an article from last year, but there's a few more from the Press Gazette back in November, December, but I used up my free article views. So, but this building has sat vacant for over a decade. It's on the national and state registers, and then the city took ownership of it about 5 years ago. And they've had several parties actually have planning contracts with them to investigate further, and several offers, and it's still vacant. So I brought it up as an example that it's just something that takes time a lot. Wish we could sell it right away and have something nice and fancy in there, but it's something that can take time. The city actually had to invest a good amount of money in preserving the roof this past winter, I think, on one of these buildings. And think in one of the articles I read, the buildings are valued around $400,000. They estimate about $300,000 worth of work that has to go into the buildings. And the city has been trying to give it away for free and stopping the challenge. So, old buildings, a lot of character, a lot of good potential, but a lot of work too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a little, criticism at the Plan Commission about a municipality shouldn't be in the real estate business. I'm kind of paraphrasing there, and that they really aren't good at selling property and all the rest. And I don't think that's the issue. The issue is generally the property itself is unique, and this one certainly is. If you go down, I think it's Adams Street there to the north, there's that building that I think was the mortuary for the Heller and Schumacher when they were in the furniture and funeral business, and it's a cool building. And it would lend itself to a lot of neat things, but it's expensive probably to fix it up. And our little pump house down here is kind of similar. You know, it's cool, but it's expensive. You know, so I don't think it's fair to say that the village doesn't know what they're doing in terms of trying to sell it. It's just trying to put a deal together with somebody that is willing to commit the funds. And as I said to Travis earlier, if we just save the facade, that's probably the only real historic part of the pump house is that, I don't know if you call that Spanish tile facade in the front. If you could just keep that and scrape the rest, you know, you could probably put something there that's less expensive than trying to remodel what is there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, remodeling is more expensive than new, although these days new building costs are up a lot too. But, you know, so yeah, I agree with Trevor that I think something will come along. You know. And the village, I think it's fair to say, is open to just about anything.
And offers have come along.
They have, I mean, you know, and it just hasn't quite worked. And well, the city's willing to give away that, you know. I think the village, again, can't speak for the village, not that we're advertising we'll give it away, but for the right use, for it to go back on the tax rolls and things, not back on, but on, who knows, you know.
One thing I also mentioned at the Plan Commission meeting on Monday night was with the pump house, it's, with the exception of the portion over the garage, it's structurally sound, and I think that's also part of the detriment too, is those walls are 18 inches thick of poured concrete. And if you look at we have the original plans from 1925, a lot of rebar too. And so that's part of the expenses.
So
getting through those walls.
You're not really going to put a couple of big picture windows in there easily.
Right.
No, it would be a great bunker.
So it's something I'll just continue to keep the committee updated on. But I encourage you that there's a few articles online of this. Encourage you to Google search.
Okay. Any new agenda items for the next meeting day? Were we having a meeting in June?
I think when we're going to do the quarterly meetings, it would have been in July. It's up to the committee if they want to review. I think the only thing I'd have on there would be a recommendation from myself, Jim, and Howard on an RFP. So it's up to the committee if you're just confident in Howard and Jim's abilities.
Oh boy!
Good
question.
And I think another item was going to be the status of the Minahan House.
Right.
As far as, you know, what do we do going forward with any type of nominations?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we can always have that in July.
Okay.
We just will have to have a decision by September.
So I'm open to a July meeting.
Yeah, let's recommend that we don't meet in June, but we meet July. I think it's the 25th.
July 25th, yeah.
Let's do that.
So the next meeting date will be July 25th at 6 p.m.
Mm. Perfect.
We're not on vacation yet, are we?
No.
I have to check with my
planner.
My yeah. planner. Soon, but not then.
Well, if you're retired, are you really ever on vacation, or is it just always on vacation? I don't know how that works.
We're still trying to, we're grappling with that issue. We still call them vacations.
Well, that's good. It's got a positive ring to it.
Yeah, we still, and we look forward to them.
Anything further for discussion? Otherwise, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion is adjourned. Motion to adjourn.
6:24, give or take.
I think we may have set the record here. We were close a few months ago.
And hopefully they can run out of schnitzel. Yeah.